Every destiny needs a voice. Every generation needs truth. And every season, God raises a voice. Get ready for a powerful encounter with God through Reverend Dr. Adesina Aladewura, the lead pastor of Newport Baptist Church, Apapa, Lagos, Nigeria, with a vision to raise and disciple people of positive influence through the undiluted truth of God's Word. Stay connected. Stay expectant. God bless you as you listen.
All right, so today and next week Sunday, we want to look at the confession we used to take after the service. Our usual confession we take after the service. We want to look at the confession and to ensure that we encourage ourselves to take it in a more meaningful way from today onward. Amen. So the topic is understanding our confession. Write it down. Understanding our confession. And so can you give me the confession on the screen? Let's run through it again, media. For those who may not be familiar with it very well. Okay, so let's go on. Because Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, I am an extension of his arm on earth. I am the light of the world. I carry his light wherever I go, wherever I may be or live. I am liberated to glorify him and to be celebrated in my generation and the next. I am the apple of his eyes. And so, all right, so amen. So we take it again. One, two, everybody. Because Jesus Christ is my Lord and Savior, I am an extension of his arm on earth. I am the light of the world. I carry his light wherever I go, wherever I may be or live. I am liberated to glorify him and to be celebrated in my generation and the next. I am the apple of his eyes, and so shall it be in the name of Jesus. All right, understanding our confession. I wrote in the pastor's box for this morning in the bulletin, I said the word was framed by words and functions by words. Your confession determines your manifestation. Write it down. The entire world was created and framed by the word of God. Do you agree with me? Genesis chapter 1 from verse 1 following. The Bible says in verse 1, God created the heavens and the earth. In verse 2, the earth was void, formless, and darkness everywhere. Verse 2b, the Holy Spirit was hovering over the earth. And over time, I've told us again and again and again, if you have any problem in your life, any challenge in your life, you have any situation that is dark, that is void, that is formless, something you are not happy with, the first thing to open is not your mouth. The first thing to open is your spirit. Are we together at church? As a spiritual person, you want to sit upon that matter, meditate upon that matter. When something happens for good, for bad, you don't understand, you want to be quiet first and meditate on the matter. Lord, this thing, what is going on? You want to worship, you want to sing, you want to praise God until you have a light in your spirit. Are we together? And the moment you know what to do by the Holy Ghost, you now open your mouth and say what God is saying. And that's what confession is all about. In Greek, the word confession or profession is homologia. Homologia, homo means the same. Logia means words. It means saying the same thing that God is saying. Are you with me? And if you look at the book of Ezekiel chapter 37, Ezekiel 37, when God took Ezekiel to the valley of dry bone, he said exactly what God said to him, and the dry bones responded. If you look at that scripture, when God spoke to Ezekiel, the dry bone did not respond. It was when Ezekiel spoke that the dry bones responded. Church, are you with me? And so many of us are wondering, why is the word of God coming to you and your life is not changing? The word of God has come to you, but it must come from you to your situation. Hey, is somebody here this morning? It must come. Beyond your prayer time, you must learn to keep saying what God has said concerning your life. So you enter 2026 and you add a word from God, either from the pulpit or when you're in your quiet time, from the Bible or just a statement from the Holy Ghost landed upon your heart and you heard that it's your year of business expansion. Somehow you add that word from the Lord.
You believed it. You enter 2026 and dollar, naira, whatever it is, situation are not smiling. They are looking contrary to what God has said. You are left to either believe God or believe your circumstance. So that word came from God to you, but it must come from you to your situation. You now keep speaking into that situation. Regardless of the circumstance, you keep speaking into it, what God has said to you. It was when Ezekiel spoke that the dry bones responded. When you get home, go and read. Write it down. Ezekiel 37. Get home, read it. It's an assignment. Please read it. So it's important for you to know that God has given you power to order your word and determine your manifestation by your confession. So after the Holy Ghost breathed upon the earth, verse number 3, and God said, let there be light. Let there be light. That which is set out physically was that which in the spirit has been said, has been spoken, has been determined. Church, are you with me? Are you with me? In John chapter 1 verse 1 through 5, talks about the fact that in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. And by that word, everything in the earth was created. Everything, everyone. In verse 14, I love it. The Bible says, and the word became flesh. If you keep speaking what you believe, what God has said to you, no matter your situation, it's only a matter of time. That word will become what? Flesh. Just like pregnancy, the seed will come, there will be conception, but it takes time. It takes time before you give birth to the baby. So when you keep speaking the word of God, sometimes as you say it, you see it instantly. But sometimes you keep saying it until you see it. Sometimes when we say it for 1 month, 2 months, we get discouraged because we are not seeing it. We get what? Discouraged. Because we are not seeing it. And let me also tell us that sometimes it is important for us to know that after we have said it, we need to ask God for wisdom, for strategy, or for whatever we are meant to do that will help us in bringing that which God has said into reality. So let me show you something so that you understand that even what God said in Genesis 1, many of them were never activated until certain conditions were put in place. So that maybe there's somebody here who is saying, Lord, this is May. May is ending. June will soon come. The half of the year will come and go. The second half will come here. What you said, I'm not seeing it. And you are getting discouraged. The gap between the prophecy and the performance may be certain conditions that must be in place. Church, are you listening to me? So let me show you. Look at verse 11 of Genesis 1. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass. I would like that word together. If you have your Bible, please open your Bible. If you have, and if you can read from the screen, whichever way. But please, I want you to read it. Are you with me? Alright, once again, everybody. Then God said, let the earth bring forth grass and herb that yields seed and the fruit tree that yields fruit according to its kind, whose seed is in itself on the earth. And it was so. It was what? What does that mean? As God said it, it came to pass. Abi now? Now let's move on. Verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass. Church, are you reading that? One to everybody. Oh yeah, now. Again, verse 12. And the earth brought forth grass. The herb and the yields, and that yield seed, sorry please, according to its kind, and the tree that yield fruit, whose seed is in itself according to its kind. And God, guys, read now. And God, and God, and God, and God. Verse 13. So the evening and the morning were the third day. When you read this thing, is it a done deal? The matter, was it done deal? God said it and it came to pass. Praise the Lord. Now go to chapter 2. Are you there? We read verse 4 until verse 5 or 7. One to everybody. This is the history of the heavens and the earth when they were created in the day that the Lord God made earth and the heavens. Verse 5. Before any plant of the field was in the earth and before any herb of the field had grown. For the Lord God had not caused it to rain on the earth, and there was no man to till the ground. Verse 6, but a mist went up from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse 7, and the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostril the breath of life, and man became a living. Did you see anything in that place you read? You didn't see anything. Okay, since you didn't see anything, let's continue. Did you see something there? What did you see? Eh? Man was... What did you see? What did you see? In comparison to where we read in chapter 1, what did you see here? Anybody? This is how to read your Bible and prosper with scripture. You read carefully. Or the comma, or the full stop, exclamation mark, colon, semicolon. All of them have meaning. So what did you see where we read now? Observation is the first thing to get a revelation. Observation, interpretation, application. So what's the observation here? Okay, since you did not see very well. Yeah, let's go back to chapter 1. We will keep reading until you see. Is that okay like that? Or it's not okay? Okay, so in chapter 1, we read that God said, let there be what? Grasses abi and plants. Abi now? And what did the Bible say? The Bible said that it came to pass. Abi now? Actually, we read it. Verse 12, and the earth brought forth. Abi? That means they were now grasses abi? Abi? And God does not lie. Does God lie? And the Bible is true too, abi? Abi? And now let's go now, chapter 2. Look at verse 5. What do you see in verse 5? Better check your Bible. You are waiting for media. You better check your Bible. Check your Bible. Your salvation is in your hand. It's not on the screen. Praise the Lord. In verse 5, what do you see in verse 5? Before any plant of the field was in the earth. What is that? Is that not contradicting what we read in chapter 1? Eh? Very good. If this is the only thing we do in service today, I'm okay. Okay, Grandpa, so what did you see? Because all of us here must become pastors. It doesn't mean you go to seminary, but you want to read your Bible and be observant. Okay, yes, sir.
Even in chapter 1,
okay, sir.
It says, the grasses and the herbs were on earth.
Yeah.
It says so that even in chapter 1, the grasses and the herbs were on earth.
Beautiful.
Then God said, let them grow, and they grow.
Beautiful.
So he ordered the grasses and the herbs to grow. In chapter 2,
okay,
it says, we are looking at the formation of man. When God formed man, he now gave breath
of life
into
it.
Mm. It was the breath that he gave into it that formed the man. That is my observation. Just like he did with the grasses and herbs.
Okay.
It was when he ordered that, okay, let these ones grow, and they grew. Same he has done with man. After forming the man, he now breathed into him, and he became man.
Okay.
That is my observation.
Thank you, Grandpa. Let's appreciate Grandpa for that. All right. Any other person? Okay. Bro Isaac. Let me take Bro Isaac first. I'll come. So today, maybe today is Bible study we'll do today. And it's good we are doing it. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right.
Thank you, sir.
Good.
In
briefly, or else we'll close 3 p.m.
Chapter 1, God ordered the creation of the herbs, the crops, and they came to be. And in chapter 2, as we read, he said, before these herbs, there had been no rain to water these herbs. In the absence of the rain, God made a provision for a stream that flowed through the garden to water these herbs.
I'm asking all of you one question.
Okay, sir.
There is only one thing that joined chapter 1 that we read to chapter 2. There's only one thing that looked a bit contrasting.
What is that thing? We want to now see why. So that you can learn what I'm trying to teach you. Do you understand? So what is that one contrasting idea? We will now see why. You will now learn what I want you to learn. So, Grandpa have emphasized the formation of man, but that's not, it does not join to chapter 1. Beautiful observation, but it's not joined to chapter 1. So what is that one thing that they said in chapter 1? Now they are saying in chapter 2. Now it looks like, excuse me, what are they saying? Did they not say that?
In that chapter, chapter 1, it was said that the plant should be, the crop should be,
and
they were. And they came to existence. But chapter 2 is now saying before.
And that was day 3, Abby?
Yes.
Sir. Now day 4 passed, day 5 passed, day 6 passed, day 7 passed. They now showed up before the grass. So the grass were not there. Why? Is chapter 1 lying?
No. It's not lying at all.
Okay, let me take a doctor, right?
Yes.
Yeah, good to see you again.
The connection is that in chapter 1, God pronounced and they were there. But the connection...
They were there physically.
No, they were not there. They said they were in the earth.
Amen.
They were inside the earth. So inside. The connection is that in chapter 2, the manifestation appeared.
But said God saw it. What did you see in chapter 1? I saw some hands at the back. Demand. Yes, let me take demand.
Okay.
Pastor Demand. See revelation. See Rema. I better give her a microphone. Yeah, now.
He saw it in his mind.
In his mind.
In his mind.
How did you know it's in his mind?
Because he.
They did not write, and God saw it in his mind. Did they write that God saw it in
said,
his mind?
Let there be. And it's what he has confessed.
All right.
He's already there. And later on.
He's there.
Yes. I now manifested it.
So, manifestation. So, you agree with Dr. Abby?
Yes.
Beautiful. Hallelujah. Let me take Apostle Inaku.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
The contracting fact we saw there is that God is a meticulous planner. He already saw that there had to be plants and all, but there was not yet man. So God had set the stage, then he created the man that will now take care of it and till the ground. Thank you, sir.
So... Choir. Okay, let's have a MMU perspective. Hallelujah. Don't worry, I'm not wasting your time.
Chapter 1 is like...
I'm stretching your mind. Okay, I'm hearing
like
you.
It's like the seed. God spoke and he saw. It was a seed planted. But chapter 2 shows the fact that God also needed to bring rain in order to bring that seed into manifestation.
Hallelujah. Let's appreciate all of them. All of them. All of them. Let's appreciate them. Praise the Lord. So when you get some, please have to read your Bible. Is that okay? When you do your devotion, you read, you go back, you confront, you ask questions, you read several versions. Do you understand my point? You ask questions. So that you can discover principles. Now, what we are dealing with right now is somebody's answer. It's somebody's answer. So, in chapter 1, God said, let there be. I said, they were. Abi, so he saw them and they were good. We believe it is what? It's true. He saw them. And like he said, that the man said, he saw them in what? In the spirit. In the what? In the spirit. The Bible says in Psalm 119 verse 89, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. Tell your neighbor, your word is settled in heaven. Tell yourself, my word is settled in heaven. Beautiful. Your word is settled in heaven. But the question is, will your word manifest on earth? Oh, church, are you with me? Your word is settled in heaven. Your word of healing, of prosperity, of long life, of good health, of advancement. Your word is settled in heaven. The issue is, how do you convert what is settled in heaven to become reality on earth? Oh, are you with me? Do you know the first day Daniel prayed, they answered him, Abby? So from that day one, is what he settled in heaven. They settled his case. Answer settled. So when you go to heaven and you say, heaven, please help us check the matter of brother David, brother Daniel. They say, what? Settled. What will they say? Settled. You now come back on earth and look at brother Daniel. You now realize that his life is contrary to what he settled in heaven. Day one, day two, day three, day four, day five, day seven. They will be saying in heaven, we don't settle that guy. Oh, church, are you with me? And many of us, what we wrong with is that you say, they said in that program that God will make us a millionaire. Say, I believe it. I believe it. But we are not wise enough to ask, Holy Spirit, how? What must I do? Oh, church, are you with me? What must I do? To claim it, to bring it to manifestation and reality. And so when we wait, it's not coming, we get angry. Daniel continued the day 21 when help came for the angel and he received the answer. Somebody will have given up on day 15 or day 20. And now look as if God never answered his prayer. Are you with me, church? If you understand this thing, you will realize that there are many things you are waiting for God to do, that God is waiting for you to take steps. So in chapter 1, settled in heaven. God saw it, done deal. Down deal. We now came to chapter 2. And the Bible is now telling us that before they were on earth, now you realize that even the formation of the man in chapter 1, the Bible says God created what? He created them both male and female. He created them. They existed in the spirit already. Man and woman were created on same day, existed in the spirit what? Already. Their manifestation on earth, man precedes the woman. Church, are we together? So, you realize that even all of that were already settled in chapter 1, done. But in chapter 2, the manifestation, bringing prophecy to performance, turning what God has said and you believe in revelation into physical manifestation. And look at what the Bible says in verse 5. Before the plant of the field was in the earth, now the physical manifestation. And before any herb of the field had grown, full stop. For the Lord God had not caused it to do what? To rain. You know, if you remove full stop and you put comma and say, because the Lord God had not caused it to rain, it will still make sense. Are you with me? What you are now reading is that he's telling us this is the reason why we have not seen the physical manifestation. This is the reason. So is there any word in your life, any word of prophecy, and you are not seeing? You need to ask your God, why am I not seeing this thing? Why? What's the missing link? What's the gap between the performance and the prophecy? As you ask that question, 1 day, 2 days, 3 days, 4 days, 7 days, you are waiting upon the Lord, you are asking, there's something about your life. Oh, they said before they gave birth to you, there is one prophecy. You look at your life, it doesn't look like what they said about you, and now you are 45. Don't just get angry. Turn the energy to ask questions. Ask questions. Ask questions. Holy Spirit, why am I not seeing what you have said? Ask questions. And here is the reason. He said, for God has not caused it to rain on the earth. Are we together? And there was no man to till the ground. Two missing links. No rain from heaven on the earth. And know what? No man to till the ground. The rain is to come and cause what God has spoken into the earth as potential. Church, are you with me? The potential was inside the earth. God has released the word into the earth. The potential has been there, kept there. But the rain must come and make the seed to do what? To germinate and come out. And there must be a man who does the weeding and the hoeing and everything and keep them in place. Church, are you with me? There's need for activation and there's need for management. Manage what? Management. What man was meant to do was what? Management. Do you know that if you have not developed mentally to manage 1 million, God will not give it to you? If you cannot manage 30 people in your company, God will not give them to you. You have fasted. You have prayed. They have lay hand, they lay leg, they lay everything on you. You receive impartation, you fell down, you stood up, they pour all on you. But have you grown in capacity? Have you grown capacity?
You are doing business of 50,000, they chop everything, finish. If God give you 50 million, you go chop and finish. You will chop and move. So God will delay your prophecy until your management capacity can handle what he's bringing. He will delay it. He will delay it. Jesus at age 12 wanted to start ministry. They went and brought him back home. He could manifest the God dimension of his life, but the human capacity to manage the pressure that comes with it, 12-year-old boy cannot withstand it. Do you agree with me? The Pharisees, the Sadducees, do you think a 12-year-old boy can withstand their pressure? For we are. Grow up. Tell your neighbor, say grow up. Very, very important. Now let me show you something. He said rain had not come. Do you know that what happened next was not even rain? Let me show you what happened next. Verse 6. But a mist went up from the head. Is that rain? Is that rain? No. He said water came out of the ground. You will now think back to day 2 when God said, let there be a firmament. Oh, let me show you. Hi, Holy Ghost, help me this morning. Are you learning something here this morning? Look at chapter 1 of Genesis. Day 1, let there be light. Day 2, let's read together. Once again, everybody. Then God said, let there be a firmament in the midst of the waters, and let it divide the waters from the waters. Thus, God made the firmament and divided the waters which were under the firmament from the waters which were above the firmament. Verse 8. And God called the firmament heaven. So the evening and the morning were the second day. Are you with me? A firmament was introduced in the second day. It separated the waters above and the waters beneath. Hear me? The waters above is what comes as rain. The waters beneath, we call it underground waters. Church, are you hearing me? And you know that during dry season, small grasses will die. But every tree that has capacity to tap into underground water, they survive. Do you agree with me? When the economy of your nation, when the situation in your office, when something around your life is not favorable for everybody, there is capacity to tap into what is reserved for only those who have roots. Is somebody hearing me this morning? There's capacity. And that's when believers are meant to be separated from unbelievers. That when people are shouting, making noise as a believer, don't join them to open your mouth and start saying rubbish. What is above is for everybody. What is beneath is for selected few. Church, is somebody hearing me this morning? Are you hearing me? When the rain rough come from above, it rain upon every grass. Even the grass doesn't have too much root. Have you now? Even the lilies that grow on water, they will flourish. They will what? Flourish. But there's capacity for the roots that have tap roots. When in dry season, they will do what? They will go down. In fact, some mango trees in dry season, they start bringing out flowers and start bringing out fruit. In dryness, they are flourishing. What's the secret? There is a water above and waters beneath. So the waters above. And you know that in your geography, they taught us before there will be rainfall, there will be transpiration. Water from the ground must go up first. There will be condensation. It will now run down as what? It will come down as what? As rain. Many of you, nothing will come for you from heaven until you release from below. And that's why the Bible says, he that received the Holy Ghost, he that take out of Jesus, he said, out of his belly shall what? Shall flow the rivers of living waters. Church, are you with me? So that's why we say, when you're having difficulty, worship God, pray, quote scriptures, read Psalms. Let something be flowing from you continually. Church, are you with me? That is spiritual transpiration. Somewhere, somehow, after few days, few months, your cloud will gather and the answer will come. Do you understand? Christianity is more than pray for me, I'm okay, I go. You must know how to walk it by yourself. You spend Monday to Saturday thinking, drinking, burukutu, drinking everything, angry, whatever. You come today, you now want me to just say, hey, be blessed. It doesn't work like that. God does not have grandchildren. We are all children of God. You must know how to work it. You must know how to work it. Are we together at church? So when rain did not come, the Bible says the water from the ground began to come out. How do I provoke the rain of heaven? Start releasing the water that is from beneath. And as it is difficult for trees to penetrate the rock, penetrate the ground, and reach out to the water, sometimes it may be difficult in what you are going through, the situation, to penetrate through and draw water and begin to worship, begin to pray sincerely from your heart. It may be difficult, but it's a possibility. Are you here with me, somebody? Are you learning something this morning? So, two conditions. Rain had not fall, and rain will not fall until that water comes out. Water everywhere. And I believe as the water came out, water everywhere, sun came, dry it up. And then rain fell eventually. And man, of course, was created to manage it. Please think about these things, however it applies to your life. Whatever, whichever area you are saying delay in what God has told you, go and sit down. Think about this, meditate on it, and keep praying. 1, 2, 3, 4 days, just keep praying. Holy Spirit, show me the gap. What do I need to do to bring your word to pass? What's my part? And all of that. Bishop Wedego said something. He said, every revelation that you claim from God and does not show you your part, he said, you are deceiving yourself. You are deceiving yourself. Nothing works except you play your part. Nothing works except you play your part. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. All right. So, the word created everything, and the word functions by the word we speak. There is war going on in Iran, Abi. Do you know it started because some people spoke to themselves? Abi? Wait, let's go and bomb them. Let's go and fight. Words. 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 Everything in life begins with what? With words. Every marriage began with words. True of us. Say, I love you. Will you marry me? Words. Verbally spoken or non-verbally spoken. Communication matters. Our word responds to words that we speak. And it's important that you learn to speak good words over your life. Speak good things over your life. That confession we take after service. Sometimes in your house, just say it. As you remember them, just keep saying it. Keep saying it. Keep saying it. And any other area of your life, believe what the Lord has said concerning you and keep saying it. You are not feeling fine. What does the Bible say? Let the weak say, I am what? I'm strong. Let the weak. That means you acknowledge the weakness, but you acknowledge that the power of God is superior to your weakness. Are we together, church? It's very important. It's very important that we keep speaking what God has said concerning our lives. Look at 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse number 12. Fight the good fight of faith, lay hold unto eternal life, whereunto thou art also called, and hast professed a good profession before many witnesses. A good profession. A believer must be known for good what? Profession. Hebrews chapter 3, verse number 1. Hebrews 3, write them down. I need to rush now. Wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and the high priest of our profession. That word profession is the same as confession. Thank you. Confession. Christ Jesus. Apostle of our what? Our confession. That is nothing is going to use for you before the Father except what you say. Church, are you with me? What you say? What you say? Hebrews 4:14. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession. Let us hold fast our confession. Let us hold fast. Hold fast means that something wants to take it away from you. Situation wants to snatch it away. You believe that all is well with you. But this happening around is telling you all is not well with you. It is struggling with your belief. Want to snatch away that which you believe. And so you say, contrary to the thing that God wants you to say. Hebrews chapter 4 and verse 14. Look at Hebrews 10:23. Hebrews 10:23. Let us hold fast the profession of our faith. the profession, confession of our faith. You cannot say you have faith except you speak it and you behave it. Church, are you with me? You must believe it and be speaking it and be acting in that line. Let us hold fast the confession of our faith without wavering. For he is faithful that what? Church now, he is faithful that what? Hey. Okay, what I'm reading is for what they are projecting. Okay, read what is on the screen. For he who promises what? What can you draw from this place? What you are drawing is that there was a promise before the confession. Did you see that? Did you see that? He said, let us hold fast the confession of our hope. Without what? Wavering. For he who promises what? Is faithful. He who promises. King James says what? For he is faithful. That what? That promised. Promised. There was a promise upon which I am making a confession of faith. He said, if I keep making confession of faith based on that promise, he that promises what? Is faithful. He can never fail. He is faithful to his promise. So I'm trying to let you see here that if what you are saying is not based on promise, you're on your own. Hello. Hello. We are not talking about positive confession. I know it is well with me. I know I'm going to succeed. I'm going to okay. Who gives you the assurance that you will succeed? This year is going to be my year. Who told you? So there is a labor that you must labor with. Every Christian who does not know how to do quiet time, personal devotion, you have no future in Christ. At least on earth. You will make heaven. But you can't succeed here on earth with God. It is in your quiet time. It is in your devotion. Everything I'm saying now, you will go home and sit down with it. Holy Ghost, that's the way that boy they talk. Please, let me understand better. You will now have your own conviction. How many of you have heard somebody's testimony and you went to copy what the person did to have testimony and you didn't see anything? Say, praise the Lord, church. I want to thank God. Last month, pastor said we should sow seed. I wasn't having anything too much, but God told me, pack everything you've got and dropped. And all I've got was 10,000 naira. I went to Hope, transferred 2,000 to Pampe. We have 3,000. I went to GTB, moved the 1,000. I went to Eco Bank and brought in the 3,000. And everything was 10,000. And I just dropped it, not knowing what I was going to eat that afternoon. And by 3 p.m., oh, church, somebody shout hallelujah. I got a car. And they gave me a contract of 10 million naira. 10,000 to 10 million. Hello? If I give you a scheme, drop 10,000 now by 3 p.m., 10 million. How many of you would like to do it? How many of you would like to do it? And where you sat, you now say, yay, good business deal. That one pay better bet Nigel. I mean, now, those who are doing a shout hallelujah. Oh, they didn't come to church today? Oh, yeah. Oh, you don't want to shout hallelujah? You now say, you now got everything too. You now dropped. You are now waiting. 2 p.m., 2:30, 3 o'clock, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. You say, oh, man, that thing. You didn't have a revelation for it. Church, are you listening to me? But you see, it doesn't mean that white verses shine testimony. Faith can rise in your heart. Not based on that person, but based on the word of God. You will do the same thing and see the same result. What I'm saying is this. It is faith. The promise that serves as the foundation for your confession is what determines the result. Church, are we together? So you must learn as a believer, spend time with the word of God. Meditate, think about them. If you have done 200 level, Destiny College, we talked a lot about how do you study your Bible, meditate on the word, and get revelation for yourself. Nothing makes pastors special. Or let me see. What made them special? Maybe the call of God upon their life. But hear me. That call minus the discipline of study will be a nonsense, pastor. Are you hearing me? Are you hearing me? So, having to study Bible, understand the word, and everything, anybody can do it. And I want all of you to know how to do it. I want you to know how to do it. That's a healthy church. When everyone knows how to walk with the Lord by himself, for himself. And together we can edify one another. And if you are here, when they say open Sephaniah, say, is that one in the Bible? Don't worry, I've been in your shoe before. Several years ago. But every time you are in church and they quote a place, they mention a place, or you're in any program, they mention a place you have never heard before, write it down, go home and check it. But beyond that, can you decide to read your Bible through from Genesis to Revelation? See how many books you read to be an engineer, to be a doctor, to be a lawyer, to be a, even to be a pastor. We read plenty of books in seminary. And several people have not read this only book or this compendium of books that God has given us. Why do you think the devil does not want you to read your Bible and know what is there? He knows the moment you know, he won't be able to deal with you again. You read newspaper. You spend 3 hours on social media, but you know they read Bible. The devil does not want you to read it. He does not. So you must discipline yourself. You must discipline yourself. And I pray the Lord will help us in the name of Jesus. I've not started my message, so what do we do now? Amen. Amen. So I will start my message on the Wednesday or Sunday. Which one do you want? Those that will not come on Wednesday, they are saying Sunday. Praise the Lord. Oh, Holy Spirit, help me this morning. Sometimes I wish we are not online so that we can really deal with ourselves very well. Amen. So have we learned something this morning? Okay. If you have learned what we have shared today, it's beautiful. It will affect several other things. And it shall be well with us in Jesus' name. Would you like to bow your heads? Bow your heads. Can you just desire to grow as a disciple? As a son of God? As a daughter of God? Will you just bow your head and say, Father, please help me to know you. Help me to know your word. The psalmist prayed in Psalm 119 verse 18. It says, open my eyes that I may behold wondrous truth out of your law. Open my eyes that I may behold wondrous truth out of your law. Can you pray that sincere prayer this morning? Lord, open my eyes. Open my eyes. That I may behold wondrous truth out of the Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my understanding, Lord. Open my understanding, Lord. Open my understanding, Lord. Help me to know you. Help me to love you. Help me to know you, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Can you now pray, Father, show me the gap between every word you have spoken to my life and their manifestation. Show me the gap, Lord. Open my eyes to see what I need to do. Open my eyes to see what I need to do. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my eyes, Lord. Open my understanding, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. Maybe you are here this morning, you are not even born again. Ask the Lord to help you. 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 To respond to his word. To respond to what he has done for you on the cross of Calvary. So maybe you are here this morning, you're not saved. You're even saying, Pastor, I don't even know whether I'm born again or not. I don't know whether I have eternity with Christ or not. I don't know what the future holds for me yet. And you are saying, Lord Jesus,
Please have mercy on me. Please have mercy on me. Today is your day. It's your service. And I'd like that you raise your right hand wherever you are seated. Just raise your right hand. Let's pray together. You are saying, Lord Jesus, I want to have you as my Lord and Savior. That's the basis for the confession we're going to be looking at later on. So because Jesus is my Lord and Savior. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Lord, help me. Anybody like that this morning? I want you to pray. Say, Father, reveal to me the Lordship of Christ over my life as I go in this week. Reveal to me, Lord, the Lordship of Christ. Reveal to me your Lordship over my life. In the name of Jesus. Say, Lord, reveal it to me. Reveal it to me. Reveal it to me. Every other confession we make is on that basis. It's on that basis. It's easier for us to say, oh, it's my Savior. But the Lordship of Christ, very critical. Say, Father, please open my eyes, Lord, to that Lordship. Open my eyes to that Lordship. Help me submit to your Lordship. His Lordship means he owns us. He owns everything. He owns us. He owns us. He owns us. He calls the shot. He calls the shot. He calls the shot. He calls the shot. Say, Father, help me. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to submit to your Lordship over my life. That's the gap for many of us. You are born again, you are saved, but you have not really submitted to the Lordship of Christ. Say, Father, please help me. Father, please help me. Something happened yesterday evening. Coming from somewhere, about to enter the church, some bike man, after trafficking everything, slow, just hit me from the back. But I was like, what is it? One man came, was saying one nonsense. You don't even know what happened. Those who offended are apologizing. You are saying it's part of the car. I didn't know. I said a few things. I was angry. As I entered the church, God said, go and tell that man sorry. Say, go and tell him sorry. You don't own your mouth. You don't own yourself. I own you. What he did was bad. Yeah, the guys, all of them, yeah, but go, go. What did you do about you? You didn't speak well. I came out. I didn't see the guy. Pick the same bike that hit my car. I said, guy, yeah, come. Pay the money. Say, carry me. Let's go and look for that boy. We went to Liverpool to look for him. Just to go and say sorry. That's Lordship of Christ. You don't your our ego, our pride, our problem. We don't own ourselves. He owns us. He owns us. He owns everything. They come shouting, they hit. Who owns it? No, be God. No, be God. Everything we have, all we are, he owns everything. That's the Lordship of Christ. God can tell you, go and say sorry. Even though you are not at fault, but you misbehaved. Say, go and say sorry. When you are too proud, you miss the Lordship of Christ. You may confess it tomorrow, you won't see results. So are you here today? You are struggling with the Lordship of Christ. Say, Lord, help me. Lord, help me. God is saying, go and deal with it. Say, no. I'm older. Oh, I'm the one who is right. No. He's going to crush our ego. It will crush our pride. It will crush everything that we think we are or we think we have just to prevail over us. Is somebody saying, Father, please help me. Please help me. Can you pray for me? I pledge allegiance. He said, Lord, help me. I pledge allegiance to your Lordship all the days of my life. I will not live in flesh. I will subdue the flesh on a daily basis. I will kill the flesh. I will mortify the deeds of the flesh. Help me, Lord. The Bible says in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 verse 3 to 6, the Bible says every disobedience will be judged. When your obedience is full, God will not fight your battle until you are obedient. And somebody is hearing me here, God is saying, I won't attend to your matter until you are fully obedient. Until you are fully obedient. Is there something you must obey today? Is there something you must obey today? Is there something you must take step and do because God said go and do it? This morning, God is telling you, you go and take that step, and every prayer point you are praying, you begin to see answers. I plead allegiance to the Lamb with all my heart, with all that I have. I will seek to honor His command, to obey His command all the days of my life. All the days of my life. And so, permit me to make a call here again. There is something God is bringing to your heart right now as I'm talking. God is telling you, this matter, you are here to obey. I know it may be difficult. Oh, it may be difficult. It may be difficult. Ego may be in the way. and you are saying, Lord Jesus, please give me the grace. I will take that step this week. Lift up your right hand. Let me pray with you. I know it's difficult. I'm telling you from personal experience. God bless you. 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 Can you ask for grace? You know that in me. I don't know it. Say, Lord, I receive grace for this thing. That's just a prayer point. I receive grace for this particular thing. Mention it to the Lord. Mention it to the Lord. Father, we thank you. Oh, we give you praise. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Lord, I ask for every one of us, especially those who have identified that there is a matter they must obey, they must respond to, an instruction they must obey that may be difficult, but it's a sign that they submit to your Lordship. I'm praying that that grace will rest upon everyone now in the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. And I declare in the name of Jesus, according to the word of the Lord, that when your obedience is full, it will judge every disobedience. As you take that step, may that be a major breakthrough in your life and family in the name of Jesus. A major judgment upon that which is hindering your advancement in the name of Jesus. A major release of what you are trusting the Lord for in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. Blessed be your holy name. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen.
You have just received a life-transforming word through the ministry of Reverend Dr. Adesina Aladewura. To be transformed by more uplifting messages, visit our YouTube channel or Telegram page at Newport Baptist Church. You can also worship with us on site for any of our Sunday services, 9 a.m. prompt, and on Wednesdays for Bible study, 6 p.m. prompt. Share, brethren, the word works.